Blog Talk Radio.
O Yahweh, our Master, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, as thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the Malachim, the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Yahweh, our power, our master, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever and ever. Yes, how excellent is the name of the Most High Yah in all the earth, in all the heavens, in the seas, and all that in them there is. Yes, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. Every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, except on the days that there's an exception. There's an exception when we do extra segments outside of our normal days, or in addition, should I say, to our normal days, which is M day, W day, and sometimes we come on the F days. And sometimes we'll even be having special editions on the SAT day and the SUNDAY day. So we just never know, because as time moves, we move along with the times. We move and are governed. We, who is we? Hi, all of us who are the called out ones, the chosen ones of the Most High in this dispensation of time. We move by the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. Have to be on what? On call duty 24/7. Never know when Yah may send a word to say, go. Go thus and do this. And there are some of you all who say he don't communicate with us in this day and time anymore. Well, I beg to differ with you like that. I beg to differ with you on that subject. Yes, I do. My brothers and sisters, tonight, we're going to mostly be playing audio bites, but you better believe it's some things that you need to hear. Yes, we're talking about this targeted. Yeah, we're talking about this targeted race of people that everyone on the planet has a very, very, very harsh and disheartening and cruel and wicked hatred for. Yes, I am referring to my people, the children of Israel, who are what? Who are the children of the Most High Yah, hated by everybody. And after all of these years of not knowing who we were, now we know why everybody on the planet hates us, because they hate our Heavenly Father, the Most High Yah. They hate him. He has enemies. Oh, but does he have something for his enemies? Oh, yeah. Y'all just wait. Just keep hanging around. Your reward will soon be here, wicked, because Yah is going to bring all works into judgment, whether they be good or whether they be bad. All of us will have to stand before the judgment seat of the Most High Yah. And believe you me, my beloved brothers and sisters, the children of Israel, you want your good to outweigh your bad. You want your good to outweigh your bad. We're going to talk about some things, some of the main targets, some of the, going to have one of them to come on board and tell you about this, since you don't listen to us. And then they're coming out admitting a lot of things in this dispensation of time. We're going to let one of them who? One of the white folks come out and tell you of the things that have been going on for many years in this country, right up under our nose. And what? Straight up in our face. But we just haven't been cognizant enough to realize and recognize just what the dynamics and the degree of this this wickedness has been upon us as a people, my beloved brothers and sisters, and people of the nations. You know, I want to reiterate something that Redneck Billy Bob said a few years, episodes back here. But Redneck Billy Bob, that's what I call him. That's my name for him now. I got several names, and many of them, then, whose audio bites that I may play from time to time. But Redneck Billy Bob, you know, I want to tell y'all something. A lot of you all got angry with him with this particular segment when I played it the first time. But, hey, it's just to remind you of the time you're in and what they're coming out telling you. Now, he has a rough, redneck, wicked, evil way of saying it. But, hey, you can't get mad at him because he's trying to tell you black folks something. And after that, we're going to get started or go into the segment of the targeting of our people through pharmaceuticals and the healthcare industry, period. How we are targeted, how we are on the most medications, and how the medications, if you listen to and look at the infomercials, they are telling you that these things are bad for you, that they will, some of them will even kill you. Well, basically all of them will, if you continue to take them. Remember, if you have signs and symptoms, call your doctor immediately. Then they even tell you to have the side effect. Now, how in the hell can death be a side effect? How could death be a side effect? Well, you're dead, you're dead. Ain't nothing affecting you now. The only thing that's going on now is decomposition is getting ready to set up in your carcass. So don't let the wicked kill you, my blood brothers and sisters. I'm just telling you right now, we're in a time we're going to return to home remedies and stuff that our ancestors knew. But the downside of that is that the wicked have gone forth and cut up most of the herbs that were already here. And our ancestors is just going to woods to get. Now, they've given us a perverted form of some of them because they've eradicated the majority of them. They got the Koreans and the Chinese or whoever run these supermarkets selling them to us. And I like stuff like yellow root, a very popular herb that was used by our ancestors. And what? Very potent. Heals a lot. Healed, now not treated. Healed a lot of common ailments that we as a people have been what? Plagued with. And even if it didn't give thorough healing, it did give a whole lot of relief. But where are these herbs now? Now they letting the Chinese and the Koreans and whoever else, okay, in our neighborhoods running the so-called grocery stores, letting them sell us the stuff, and you better believe it's loaded with all type of poisons, herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, stuff that's bad for us. And you better believe it's not in its pure form if the heathens, and it's not just the white cracker heathens, so to speak, just regular heathens, the things that they do to run them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the things that they do to what? Call themselves growing the stuff. It's not in its pure form, my blood brothers and sisters. Anyway, before we kick it off, Redneck Al, Redneck Billy Bob, come on in here and tell them again what you told them last time. I'm Yerimi Yahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, you no good fucking heathens and you fucking hypocrites. I am just fucking, you know, I've been confused for many fucking years when I would see these folks in these black churches, what they were back then, because, you know, blacks and whites didn't go to the same church back in those days. How the fuck can a black person claim to be a goddamn Christian? How? And mostly these fucking black Christian leaders like T.J. Jakes or whatever the fuck his name is in Dallas, Fort Worth, they're all a bunch of goddamn cons. T.J. would have been a fucking Uncle Tom back in the day. He would have been the kind that the slave master would have got to try to convince the other slaves to be good. But these fucking Christians, they're the ones held you black motherfuckers in slavery. They thought it was okay to own you fucking human beings. They thought it was okay to rape your young daughters and rape your wives and hang your sons. And here, all these motherfucking years later, the same motherfuckers that treated you black folks and your ancestors and relatives worse than they would treat their fucking horses, you still carry on their tradition, huh? How the fucking black people be so motherfucking ignorant? Seen this one black family on the 700 Club. Her daughter was in the hospital dying, and everybody, all of them was gathered around. They sound like they all needed to be, and especially the mother. She sounded like she needed to be in a fucking mental institution. You had to have a password to get in the room because it was just all about prayer. Well, why didn't you take that fucking bitch off of the fucking IVs and medications that the doctors was giving her, and then see if your fucking prayers would have worked? So goddamn, how fucking stupid can some goddamn people be? God save me. While everybody was praying for me while I had IVs out the ass, they was pumping me full of fucking medications that was supposed to solve my medical problem, if it could be solved. But it wasn't the medicine and the doctors that saved me. Fuck no, it was them motherfuckers praying to this invisible goddamn sky daddy. And this mother, this black woman that was on the 700 Club, she looked old enough to where maybe she was a fucking slave.
Okay, that's about all right now. We're going to play a redneck Billy Bob because we're going to really get to some more things. But you better listen to what he's saying. He's telling you. You know, you're talking about you saved and got IVs running all in you. Ain't no telling what the hell they running in your veins and everything. You know, but if you want to watch this, I think it's still out on YouTube. It's called Black Christians. Are you really this stupid? I call him Redneck Billy Bob. You can tell he's stone redneck by his accent and by the way he say things. But when you really listen at him, he is really telling y'all the truth. He's making a point. He's just talking it in redneck language. Yeah, it's very offensive, very offensive. But learn to get through the offenses right now and draw and extract what they're telling you, because they're going to come at you rough. Now, some of them are going to come at you seemingly to be nice and gentle and all that stuff, and none of it's real, blah, 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 sisters. It is pseudo, pseudo. That means false. But here's what I really want to get to, man. I want to get to this segment where this white man is going to tell you how they are dumbing you down and how they are targeting you through, quote, pharmaceuticals and the healthcare industry, which I told you a little while back. Healthcare in this country is death care. They don't care nothing about your health. They care about your death. They want to kill you because it's a lot of money in death care now. I call it death care because the mortuaries, the autopsy tables, you know, the coroners, all of these people flourish in the death industry. Yes, and all of them misuse and abuse what they call corpses, meaning dead people but still belonging to the corporations. That's why they call it a corpse. That's short for C-O-R-P. Notice, it's not spelled like that, but it's really a C-O-R-P, and they spell it C-O-R-P-S-E, corpse. But it's really C-O-R-P, apostrophe, what? S, corpse. See, belonging to the corporation. Oh, yeah, they get you from the cradle to the grave. But anyway, I want you all to listen to this. Listen very carefully. I might not be able to get a chance to play it all, but I'm going to get as much of it as I possibly can, because we want you to listen to how they are telling you how we are targeted. Damn, what else can they've thrown everything at us, brothers and sisters. Yes, and including the kitchen sink, and I do literally mean that, because they would hit us with anything they can get their wicked hands on. We were just beaten, still being beaten, shot down. Here it is, late 2016, and brothers being found hanging and lynched all around the country. And they're trying to say these brothers hanging and lynching themselves. Oh, really? Well, who hanged and lynched the ones back in the day? The same ones that are hanging them and lynching them up. But let me tell you something. Satan, your time is over. Satan, your kingdom shall and must come down. I'm Yirmi Yahoo Ben Yisrael. You are in the knowledge suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever noticed that every mass poisoning in America, it seems, just happens to take place in black communities? I mean, think about this. Flint, Michigan, right? Detroit, basically. Lead in the water supply. Not a small amount, a massive amount, a potentially fatal amount of lead if consumed over time. Highly toxic, highly damaging to the development of the human brain. It was deliberately put into the water supply. There was a massive cover-up, carried out by white people, by the way, and it targeted specifically the black community of Flint, Michigan, which is predominantly black. And this is just one of many such cases. In the past, there was also this poisoning in the Washington, D.C. water supply. Well, who lives in Washington, D.C.? I'm talking about the residents there, not the bureaucrats who commute in but then go home in some other rich community. The people living in D.C. are black folks, predominantly, and that's where the poisoning took place. Think about the vaccine autism link cover-up, which was admitted by the CDC scientist known as Dr. William Thompson. He confessed to it. We've carried it on our website, naturalnews.com. You can read his confession. He says that he and other scientists at the CDC covered up statistical evidence, scientific evidence, showing a link between vaccines and autism in who? Young African-American boys. Not white boys, African-American boys. So we got the water poisoning in Flint. We got the water poisoning in Washington, D.C. We got the vaccines all targeting black communities. And that's not all. Look at the cancer industry in places like Detroit. We've covered this extensively on Natural News. The cancer industry, it is a racket that they have predatory business practices that target black men, black women, because they know that those people will have more aggressive cancers because of their skin color, which blocks ultraviolet light from the sun. And as a result, they are more lucrative to the cancer industry. And so these predominantly white-owned cancer organizations, for-profit businesses, they set up shop in low-income black communities, and they offer free screening so they can falsely diagnose black people with cancer so they can make a fortune treating them with chemotherapy that they don't even need. And in Detroit, working inside the Karmanos Cancer Center, or the Karmanos Crittenden Cancer Center is what it was called, was Dr. Fareed Fattah. And he would recruit black people, and he would tell them they had to have chemotherapy, and then he would order them to be compliant, that they had to do the chemo with him, sometimes for years, while he kept billing Medicare, Medicaid, insurance companies. He was raking in a fortune with a false diagnosis, committing absolute criminal fraud, preying upon the suffering and pain of black folks, while he was pocketing millions of dollars and making the whole cancer industry rich because they were selling, you know, the chemotherapy chemicals to him that he was marking up and selling to the black patients and billing the government. These people didn't even have cancer. And Dr. Fattah eventually was arrested. It was a whistleblower inside the hospital who blew the whistle. And he was arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced to 45 years in prison. But if not for this whistleblower, he would have been continuing that practice to this day. And so that's just another example. But let me wrap it up for you. Again, water poisoning with lead, black communities, vaccines, and autism, predominantly black kids at risk. Not only black kids, but there's a higher risk with black kids. Washington, D.C., water poisoning, black community. Cancer industry, predatory targeting of black women and black men because that's who they know are the most profitable. So let me be blunt here. You probably know, my name is Mike Adams. I'm the health ranger. I run the science lab here. I'm a scientist. I'm a food investigative researcher. I'm an investigative journalist. I've won 3 journalism awards for investigative journalism. I'm a whistleblower. I'm an author. I wrote the book Food Forensics. I run naturalnews.com. I have seen that there is a genocidal overlay to the medical system as it is operated today. And not just the medical system, but really the entire public health system is probably a better term. There is a racist, genocidal targeting of black people, and it's more insidious than I think you can imagine. It's not just that they want to make money off the suffering and pain of black people in the cancer industry, for example. It's also, if you look at this water poisoning, where they knew about it and they covered it up. Look, I'm an expert in heavy metals. This is what I do in this lab. I test for heavy metals, okay? Lead causes mental retardation. It is one of the most well-known, well-documented side effects of lead exposure or lead consumption. It's no coincidence that this poisoning in the Flint, Michigan water was literally dumbing down kids in the black community, and that these white people knew it was happening and allowed it to happen and kept it happening and covered it up and refused to warn the public, and they were trying to get away with it for another decade. You think this is a coincidence? I'm here to tell you, it isn't. And the reason I'm going public with this, as obviously a white guy, is because, you know, in the black community, you know, black folks can talk to other black folks about this, and they can say things like, yeah, there's a genocidal, there's a racial targeting genocidal agenda of the medical system. And some other person might say to them, oh, you're just saying that because you're black. I'm saying it, and I'm white. I guarantee you I'm white, last time I checked. This is real. This is happening. The black communities are being specifically targeted by the medical system. The black communities disproportionately suffer under the mass poisoning of the water supply. And also, by the way, of the food supply. That's a whole other discussion. But if you look at the food that is available in black communities, typically, it is food that is almost engineered to cause cancer, to cause diabetes, to cause heart disease. It is food that is essentially poison. And you don't find the same types of food available in the inner city, predominantly black communities, especially if they're low-income communities. And so the options are completely different. And I know I'm probably going to get some hate on this video from some white folks saying, you know, I'm stirring up racism. I'm not stirring up anything but the truth here. I'm telling you what I see as an investigator, as a human being. I cannot stay silent and watch this agenda of poisoning of any children, whether they're black or white or Latino or Asian, you name it. It is criminal no matter where it's happening, but I just happen to notice that it is predominantly happening in the black communities. And so I wanted to go on the record as a white guy, as a science researcher, as an author, as an investigative journalist, as a whistleblower. I wanted to go on the record and tell you, any of you who are willing to listen and willing to share this video with people you know who might live in some of these communities, I'm willing to go on the record and tell you this is real. There is a genocidal, racist, perhaps eugenics agenda inside, in the public health establishment. It is very real. It is there. You know, and I haven't even talked about abortion clinics and where they're located. That's a different topic, a different debate. But when it comes to poisoning the water supply, when it comes to poisoning the children with vaccines and causing autism, when it comes to profiteering off the suffering of cancer patients, it's all white people setting up these things in black communities to profit from disease and suffering. In order to keep black folks down, keep them suppressed like the lead in the water. I mean, think about it. It sounds like a James Bond villain, you know, to poison the water supply and keep the people dumbed down so that you can control them, you know. But it's actually happening. They actually did it. The EPA covered it up, the Michigan state officials covered it up, and that's why they've been arrested and charged with crimes. They actually did it. And it's astonishing that even anybody's actually possibly going to jail over this, because this kind of thing happens so often that usually nobody's ever held accountable. I mean, this happens every day. The cancer industry is preying upon black people every single day, and very few of those individuals have been arrested. I hope more will be arrested soon for their crimes, but so far, not that many have been arrested, like Dr. Fatah. He's one of the few. But it is a cycle that they create. They feed you the food that causes cancer, and then they profit from the cancer treatment that gives you more cancer, and then you come back for more repeat business, and they get even more money billing more insurance for your second follow-up cancer treatment while they're feeding your kids toxic lead that dumbs them down and gives them cancer and bone disorders and heart disorders to bring in more repeat business for the same hospitals that are treating you for cancer. Now they're treating your kids for bone disorders. It is a money-making racket. It is a form of modern-day enslavement. It is medical slavery. It is economic servitude to the masters of Big Pharma. That's all it is. You know, we all know the history of America, and you know, there was a time when the enslavement focused on, you know, physically enslaving black people. Not that much has changed. It's just that the form of enslavement is now a little more high-tech, a little more advanced, a little more, you know, it sounds like it's medicine. It sounds like it's treatment. It isn't. It's just enslavement under a new system with new corporate masters. That's all it is. And frankly, that enslavement system also enslaves white people and Latino people and Asian people and everybody. It's not, you know, the pharmaceutical cartels are not just focused on black people. They just know that that's where the biggest profits are to be found.
All right, there it is. Roughly about, what, 7-8 more minutes of that video left. We'll play it at another time. But what do you think about that? Here's the modern statistics. Do you know now that in America, according to the latest statistics, the third leading cause of death in the United States is due to medical mistakes. The doctors, the hospitals, the healthcare industries, the pharmaceuticals are the third leading cause of death in the United States. So what the man is saying is true, you all. You need to listen to this. And you need to abide, and we need to, hallelujah, go to Yah on this. This is save me, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O Elohim. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. Look at how the many ways they seek after it. They have not set Elohim before them, Selah. Behold, Elohim is mine helper. Yahweh is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Yahweh, for it is good, for he hath delivered me out of all trouble. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon my enemies. You all are going to be vanquished. You're going to be done away with, destroyed, eliminated for the multiplicity of wickedness that you have done unto the children of Israel, and you keep doing it. It's going to all end, my brothers and sisters. It may seem like it's not going to, but it is going to end. All of our troubles will be like they never existed when Yah redo this thing, when he really do it the way he's going to do it. And yes, he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, my brothers. Get ready, my sisters. Get ready, nations, for the King of the heavens, the earth, the universe, and all that in them there is coming to this planet and set things right. And he is going to totally eradicate all of the wicked evildoers from off of this planet. There's going to be peace at last. There's going to be rest for the weary. Because why? The weary, hallelujah, there the weary shall be at rest. Because why? The wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. Hallelujah. None to trouble them, none to make them afraid. My beloved brothers and sisters, put your trust in Yah. That was Psalm 54 that I read from. Again, just re-emphasizing, reiterating some things. Come and be with us again, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Join us again in more of the exciting and very power-packed episodes in the Knowledge Suite. We bid you peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.